Daf is Daf Mem Zayin. We are in the middle of analyzing a Mishnah. It's a new piece now. And the Gemara on the top of Mem Zayin quotes HaOmer LeChavero. So which stage of the Mishnah was this? Let's see. So talking about a situation, a person said HaOmer LeChavero Konem Leveizcha Shani Nichla Satcha Lo Shani Lokach, that he takes a net that he can't get Hana from. He says through. So he says to Shimon, let's say, I can't walk into Shimon's house, I can't walk into your field, or I can't buy. So the halacha is, or you can't buy the field. So the halacha is that if he sells to somebody else, Shimon, or if Shimon dies, then he's allowed to actually buy that house. He could actually go into the house, he could buy the field. But if he says, base by zoo, or sell the zoo, it's on the chefza, even if that owner had sold it off or had died, he cannot get hana from that field or from that house. That was the line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Ba'i Avimi, he asks, what about the following situation? Konein lebeis zeh she'ata nichnas. So he says, this house is aser that you will enter. Meis o shemach l'acher mahu. So if he dies, so here initially we're talking about I was prohibiting myself from entering the house. Here I think the situation is the owner of the house is prohibiting you from entering in. So what happens if that individual, if he dies or sells to somebody else, then maybe that individual may walk in or maybe he can't. Because he said by zoo on one hand, but then he was making the nether. So mahu.
The nether for life?
Nether's for life, yeah. So mahu, Adam was asking if it is for life. I mean here, the life of who? The guy who made the nether dies, so maybe the mudar can come in.
That's a question for life.
So mahu, Adam oser davar shibrishuso. When a person asers his house, does that aser remain even after it leaves his rishus, even after he dies or sells it off? Or no, it's limited. The person who took the nether, only limited to his life or to his ownership of the house. So the Gemara brings a raya, Tashma HaOmer Livno. His person says to his son, Konem She'iyata Nanili. Umeis, a person says to his son, you may not benefit from me at all. And then the father dies. Yeshenu, he's allowed to get be Yorish the father. But if he says, you cannot inherit from me, you cannot get Hana from me, Bechayv Uvimoso, if he specifies both during his lifetime and the lifetime of the father, Umeis, and then the father dies, Lo Yeshenu, the son may not inherit him even after death. Shmamina, we see from here that Adam Oser Davar Shibishuso, Lechashasa Mishuso, Shmamina. A person is able to get an Isser to exist even after he passes away.
If he explicitly is saying so.
Exactly. If you explicitly say you have the right to do that. Even though after death he no longer has control over that object, since the moment he took the Isser, he had control, he can create that Isser to last, outlast his own life. We saw this before, discussed earlier, I think, also, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The question is, should we go through all these runs here? I'm not sure if we should. That is true. We don't start davening earlier. Okay. I'm looking around. I'm not seeing anything. We had Pasha Pshat. I'm not seeing any like big kashish coming out of here. I don't want to just to kill time. Okay. So the Gemara is halfway down the page. Tanan Hasam. There's a Mishnah that says over later on in a few days from today. Koneim Peros Ha'elu Alai. He says these fruit are forbidden to me. Konim hein al pi, they are forbidden to my mouth. Konim hein lefi, all these different languages, aser bichilufein ubigidulehim. They're aser, they themselves are aser, and if you were to swap them, sell them off to somebody else, whatever they were swapped with, let's say these apples are switched with oranges, so now the oranges, that's what I think is understanding here, the oranges are now going to be aser in its place. Ubigidulehim, anything, if let's say you regrow them, anything that grows from these seeds or pits will be usher as well. I think that's what it's referring to. Let's just look at the Ron here if he says.
It's not fair.
What's not fair?
What the connection to the seed that, you know, it's not pivot.
It's still from the seeds though.
Fine, but it's not pivot. It's a different chefza.
Okay, that's what I said. So that's a good question. So why doesn't it change? Let's see if anyone asks that question.
Up there, everything is in kalut, everything is one. So, still, you're in the finish of
The Beis Yosef has a discussion here. He's medayik from Iran later on that the Isser Chilufein and the Isser Gidulein of these fruit are actually an Isser Midiraisa. He's medayik this from Iran. Doesn't explain your question though. And it's like there's a whole concept of Gidule Hektesh and Gidule Chuma. If you take Hektesh and you plant it and it regrows, what the status of that is. So he compares it to Hektesh, just like Hektesh is Asa Midiraisa, however that works, so too. When it comes to Nadarm, we know there's a strong correlation between Nadarm and Hekdesh.
In Hekdesh, you planted the thing itself.
Here too, also you're planting the thing itself.
No. Kidulem, you said the seeds. There are seeds. It's not this thing itself.
No, I'm saying when you plant the apple, it's not the apple's not regrowing, it's the seed. The pits
but
in the apple are regrowing.
I understand. But you're saying that everything that will come out from that seed...
Same the way Hektesh, as we're referring to. When you replant it, you're referring to the seed and the pits that are regrowing.
But you're planting the seeds itself, which is Hektesh, the seed itself.
Here too also. The seed itself is it's a nether.
Oh, from the seed itself, not from the water. But so what is... So what is Rashi of them with him?
Okay, so the Ran thinks again based on later on, the Ran says the Isser Giduleyan is an Isser Deraisa, and the Rush later on tells us that Isser Giduleyan is an Isser Mederabanan. That's what the Beis Yosef says, Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a Deraisa Mederabanan. But the Bach apparently argues here, the Bach says that it's not true, and even according to the Ran, it's only Isser Mederabanan. We have to wait till we get there in Daphne and Zion to discuss this. Okay. The Gemara now asks, Ba'i Rami Bar Chama. Amar, in light of that Mishnah we just quoted, Amar Konim Perus Ha'elu Aplonim. So here's a different case, similar to the question we had above. I am the owner of the fruit. I say these fruit are usher to, I shouldn't say me, but someone, the shuman says, these fruit are usher to that individual, to David. And now, what's halacha? Bi chulufein? Mi arminan gave dilei yehova adam oser perus chaveo atzmo? And therefore, adam oser davar shilabat l'olam atzmo? Let's take that slow, let's read that again. So, Ruvain and Shimon says to David that David cannot get any hana from these fruit. So what's halacha of chilufein? Let's say Shimon takes these fruit and swaps it with other fruit. Are those new fruit now going to be usher to David? Mi amrin, do we say gavi delay with respect to him? Hol v'adam oser peros chaveo atzmo. Ruvain, rather Shimon in this case, could have prohibited someone else's fruit to him. So just in general, hol v'adam oser peros chaveo atzmo, he could prohibit himself from eating fruit, someone else's fruit. Adam oser davar shelo baliolam, atzmo. A person could create an iser that didn't yet come into the world to himself. Why? Where do we find that to be the case? What's an example of a person could ask for something that in a baliolam? For example, the chilufein and gidulein are things that didn't come into existence in the world. Now, existence in the world means it exists in the world, I guess in the larger concept of Davar Shelo Belialam, it exists in the world, it just didn't exist to his ownership yet. So it's something that came about, that Chilufein Gidulein, new thing, well Gidulein I guess didn't exist in the world, but new things are going to be included in that Isser. That's what he could do to himself. So in the flip side, Gavi Chaveru, with respect to his friend now, Shimon saying something to David, Hov Ein Adam Osa Peres Achaveru Achaveru, since a person may not prohibit the fruit of someone else's to the fruit of David. He can't, prohibit Harry's fruit to David. He has no shaychus to it, Shimon. So then, so too, ein adam oser davar shelo bal yolam al chavero. So too, he can't create isurim that don't exist in the world yet. Okay. With me on that logic? It's a little bit, not so hard, but. Or perhaps, mishum dechilufin kigidulin damu. Or do we say that which gets swapped and switched with the initial fruit are like Giduleim themselves, that the Chachamim created a Isser Gzeira, or however you understand it, but just like Gidulim are Aser B'Hana, so too Chilufein are Aser B'Hana. Okay, it's a pretty loaded Shiloh here. Here's the logic that's going through here. Let's just repeat that one more time so we get it clear. So again, the shaila is, the farmer over here, we'll call him Farmer Shimon, wants to aser David from eating his fruit, which he has the right to. It's his fruit. He could create a force field around his fruit if he wants. The question is, if he takes these fruit and he switches with other ones, is that going to be aser as well? So the logic the Gemara is positing is, what if the halacha is that Shimon himself could prohibit himself from someone else's fruit, from your fruit, that he could say David's fruit, I can't eat David's fruit. And not only that, that iser and David's fruit will extend itself even to something that's new, that David shelo bal yom. If David goes ahead and switches it to other fruit, or regrows it, replants it, David still, Shimon's still going to be aser, because Shimon created the iser, he has control of that iser, he could do that. But now, when Shimon's asering David from his own fruit, so he has the right to do that, but he doesn't have the right to prohibit David from Harry's fruit. Because Shimon has no shaychas to it.
Yes.
He only has control over his own fruit, but he can't talk about what you guys have with each other. So, just like he can't do that, that's limited in his ability to create Yisurim in other people. He can create Yisurim for himself, for his own fruit, but can't create Yisurim other people from other people's fruit. So too, he's limited, perhaps, when he does create an Yisur that David can't eat from his own fruit, maybe that does not extend itself to Chilufeim.
But Chilufeim is still Bershuto, it's still his. Well, it's probably when he said you cannot touch those fruits, so he referred to any fruit that you know I own. Doesn't matter this one or the other one.
But Davar Shelo Bal Yom, it didn't exist in the world, so it's...
Chilufeim, what do you mean? It's existing, it's not here
now. Yeah, but it didn't exist in the under his ownership.
Ah, does it say that?
Let's see.
When Justice Kids came and switched the baskets.
Right, so if you look at the Rush, look at the Rush in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom Rush here. He says, Ein Adam Otzer Davar Shelo Bal Yom. See the Rush, it's in the inside column. Ein Adam Otzer Davar Shelo Bal Yom. Dechemin Shelo Huchlofo Adayin. Since he didn't make the swap yet, it sounds like it may have existed though, he just didn't make the swap. Uchemosheinu Otzer Peros Chavero Achavero. Just like he cannot prohibit someone else's fruit to somebody else, dikatarti, there are two things. Shaperos ain't a brishus, so he doesn't have control of Harry's fruit. Begam chaver ain't a brishus, and also I have no control over David to make him aser lasser davar alav. Gam ain't a yachal lasser davar shelo bal yolam came dikatarti, and therefore you can also not create an iser on something that didn't exist because those two factors. Now there seems to be something a little bit deeper here about davar shelo bal yolam.
What is the gam? He just prohibited it from doing something, even though he was not Bershuto.
No.
We got to that inyan too.
The way a nether works is, I can make a nether on you, either for my own fruit, or I could create a nether, if I control, let's say you're my Eved or my child, I can make a nether that you can't get Hana.
Because I belong to you.
Right. But in this case, you don't belong to me, and they're Harry's fruit, I don't own Harry's fruit. So from both angles, whether it's on the Gavra...
what the verse says.
Yeah.
Well...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't switch. It doesn't say anything about Harry's fruit.
Right, so that's Davar Shelo Bal Yolam.
Okay. No, meaning Davar Shelo Bal Yolam, meaning the fruit are not here yet.
I know, right, yeah. Just like in general.
I cannot prohibit it to you on your own fruit.
No.
Well,
I can't prohibit you on Harry's fruit. Or it can't even be on my own if I want. But in Echanami. Tarti, the two things.
Okay. The perot are not here yet.
No, they're not under my ownership.
Okay.
I can't prohibit you from Harry's fruit because I don't own Harry's fruit. And I can't prohibit you because I don't own you.
Okay, you're right.
So too, Davar Shelo Bal Yolam has two things. One is they're not in my rishus yet, and number two is I don't own you to say you're also to the fruit that's going to come in the future.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, we're not going to go through this whole long round though. So what's the answer? So again, the top line of Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Odilma Mishum Dichilufein Ki Gidulin Dami. Or perhaps do we say that swapping fruit are like gidulim, in which case they would be aser still. Loshna. There's no difference. Who? Veloshna chavero. There's no difference whether it's me or my friend who I'm creating the iser. It's going to be aser. Just like for me, my own friend, that if I aser myself to fruit, the chilufein will be included. So to asering my friend for my own fruit, the chilufein will be included as well. That's the suffix of the Gemara. And Gemara answers, Amar Rav Acha bar Minyumi Toshma. I'll bring you a raya. Ha'omer liishto, a man says to his wife, Konim shani nena licha. I'm not allowed to get hana to you, from you rather. I'm sorry, that husband says that the wife cannot get hana from him. So now he can't support her anymore. So what's halacha? She has to be, this is a sugin ksubis, or sounds like a sugin ksubis that we saw. Lava, so she could borrow, or she has to, she has no choice, she borrows money. Lava, ubali choven, bon v'nifroim. And those who owe money to the husband. Say it again.
She borrowed from him.
After borrowing, so the bank, let's say, the bali choven, bon v'nifroim, should collect money from the husband. Right, that's what's going on here. So let's just see. My taima, Gemara says, bali choven, the bank's nifroim. Lav mishum dichilufun, lav kidulun dami. So how are they able to collect? By them paying the debt for the wife, is it not like viewed as it's mutter? It says, is it not similar to chilufein? And we see it's different than gidulun. It's permitted to pay the chilufin. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says in the top line of Mzayim and Beis, ubalichol balin v'nifron. The banks come and collect the money from the husband. Even though the property of the Baal is also to his wife, so there still is a lien on the property. So the banks have a right to collect their money because they have a lien on the property. Even this is the mission in Ksubas, that if a person says, I feel bad, this husband went overseas and the wife has nothing to eat, let me go support him. And his very nice neighbor, Hanan, says, but he has no right to collect from the husband because the husband never appointed him. Even according to that opinion, who thinks the guy loses out for paying the wife, that's when it comes to giving her mazonos. Because she lava. When she borrows money, she has the obligation to pay back her debt. And the banks could go ahead and collect that debt from the husbands. It's a sugi of who owes who money, but there's a whole discussion about this. That's how he gets around it.
It's funny that Ron is talking about other people writing lengthy pieces.
Right, sure. So then the Ron says further, so they tried to bring a raya, so the fact that we permit the bank to go ahead and collect from the husband, isn't that viewed as chilufein of what the wife owes? Isn't it viewed as a step away from the wife? And we see it's mutter. So the Ron explains what the Gemara means here. My time v'alichoven ba'im v'nifron lav mishum d'chilufein lav ki yidu le'endam d'kasaka d'aytach the havamina was d'chevin d'b'shash she lava the moment that she borrowed the money from the bank mishabedes nichse abal the property of the husband becomes a lien to the bank. Harehi it's as if she's switching the property of the husband to the property of others. So since in the end of the day, the bank's going to collect from the husband, it's viewed as chilufein. I'm trying to understand that. She can't get enough from the property. So when she borrows money from the bank and the bank's collecting from the property, that's in essence her getting enough from the property. The property of the husband is what gives her the right to collect the money from the bank. That lien. Everything's just being pushed over, one level over. So that's what the Gemara thinks. It's viewed as chilufein.
So?
Okay, I'm just looking ahead for 1 second.
So, love, mishum de chilufein. Love, kidulin.
So we see from here the fact that we permit the bank to lend her money and collect from the husband, again, it's a big circle, the money, I think, is being viewed now as the chilufein of the property. And we see it's permitted, and it's not similar to gidulem. Gidulem are aser, but not chilufein. That's the Gemara's Havamina. And the, so fine, that's the initial raya. But Amar Rava, Rava says Dilma, perhaps it's different. Dilma l'chachila hu dilo v'avid avid. Perhaps the chachila, one's not allowed to do this. They're not allowed to collect the property the property from the husband. But if you did, it's okay. Let's see how to understand that. The Ran says the first wide line down. Dilma l'chachila hu dilo v'avid avid. Klomar kishehu balahachlif iser beheter. When he comes to swap something aser with something mutter, lichachila biyadaim aser v'achilufein asurin. Lichachila, everything's still aser, lichilufein are still aser. Avazu v'shashalav. So here, the moment she borrowed the money from the bank, afa pisha baal mischayev, even though that moment the husband's chayev to pay back the debt, ein kan chalife iser mamash, she's not a real iser. She's therefore allowed to borrow money from the bank and eat.
Why is no
issue? Even though afterwards the bank's going to collect from the husband, it's b'diavid. It was already done. It was ready. The damage has been done. The action has been done. So b'diavid, we are allowed to. So when we say chilufein or aser in general, it sounds like it's only aser l'chachila. But if one already did it, if she already borrowed the money and the lien already exists, so b'di'eved, so then we say chilufein or mutter. In a chilufein are only aser midirabanan. So only l'chachila one cannot partake in a chilufein, but b'di'eved one's allowed to. That's what it seems to be saying. So therefore, there's no raya from that discussion of borrowing money and then paying back for the husband, because maybe there could still be an isla chachila of chilufein, but that gemara about the borrowing money is about b'di'evin. We want to know l'chachila, is there an isra of chilufein or not in this scenario. So Ella, they bring a final raya here, Tashma. Hamekadesh be'arla eina mikudesh. What's arla? Arla is the first 3 years of a fruit tree. It's aser to eat, aser to get hana. It's called arla. So one cannot use, a man cannot take his arla fruit and marry a woman because he has no ownership. It's aser b'hana.
It's a kinyan. The arla uses a kinyan for the kiddushin.
That's what he's attempting to do. He said, here's a nice esrog that's from arla. Will you marry me? It doesn't work at all. It doesn't work because you can't get hana from it, and the woman would only be able to get married with shava pruta. There's a number of problems. One of them is the shava pruta. It's not worth the shava pruta because aser b'hana. And that's a discussion whether that's really true. Whether isuri hana are considered value. I mean, there's value to the fruit, but there's no real practical value because it's aser b'hana. So there's a discussion. So one's not allowed to use arla to get married, but machron v'kiddush b'demayan, but one can sell the arla tree, you could sell it to a guy, and that money, the proceeds, you could use to marry her. Harezim mekudesh, it works. So Gemara says, so we see that chilufein of a davar iser is actually mutter. And the Gemara says, no, hachanami, that Mishnah in Kedushin is also the chachila hu dilo. Really, the chachila person shouldn't use the chilufein of arla, but iavid avid. But if he did do it, it's an effective Kedushin, but the avid, it works. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says three wide lines down. Tashma. Hamakadish ba'arla, person who gets married with arla, ain't a mekudeshes. If he sells them, he could use the proceeds to get married. Since you cannot get hana from that which you switched, that which you sold off, even if you went against and got hana from it anyways, even if it's already a second time removed, you switch it yet another time. For this reason, they ask, if a person went ahead and got married with him anyways, I'm not sure what he's saying here, actually.
When he did the Issur v'l'chadchila,
yeah.
It's a chet, right? In Issur v'l'korban.
If he did the
Issur v'l'chadchila,
Issur hana.
Any kind of Issur. The Eved in Sokim al-chila is Issur. So the Issur is a chet, right? And it needs to break a korban. So I understand with the Eved in regard to the other side, to the woman, that, you know, she didn't know, whatever, they did it, not to break the family, whatever. But how come that mitzvah can come from Avera?
Okay, very good question. The sugya that appears in Maseches Timur, the beginning of Maseches Timur, it's called I Avil Lomahani. Komanda Avera Arachmana, I forget the exact lashem. If a person does an Isser, person has an iser, will it create any results?
I think Sukkot or whatever.
A mitzvah baba ver came up in Sukkah. It did. Mitzvah baba ver is slightly different than this. But this concept of command avir achmara, yavir lomahani or not, does it work or does it not work? So Gemara asks a number of questions. So one opinion, Rav and Abaye argue, one opinion thinks it works, in effect, even though I violated an isser, forget mitzvahs right now, they're not a mitzvah. Mikudesh is a mitzvah, but let's just say, can I make a kinnin? Can I steal something to make a kinnin? So there's a concept that if I steal your object, there's something called kinyane gezela. I actually own your object, even though I stole it. I have a certain amount of responsibility to it and a certain ownership. It's called kinyane gezela. It's a big discussion in Rishonim, a bigger discussion in the Poskim, the Achronim. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, how if I steal something, how is it right that I could own it? How could that create anything real from me stealing something?
What about owning it? Doing a mitzvah?
No, no, so for the mitzvah, I'm saying that's level one. Could it create, have any results? So Gemara goes through a number of different rayas, how there are a number of exceptions that it will have effects, even though I violated an isser.
Meaning, person stole money, and he gave it to tzedakah. That's not considered tzedakah.
Well, so I'm saying that's another level. So now, the question is, so when it comes to Kedusha now, so assuming Kedushin's a mitzvah, that itself is machlokas Rishon, whether Kedushin's a mitzvah, or Kedushin might simply be a hachana lepuravu. Puravu is really a mitzvah, Kedushin's just a way to get there. That's machlokas Ramam Rush. So let's assume it's a mitzvah. So how is it possible a person could violate an iser, a mitzvah babaver? That's your Shiloh. So there's a Tosos in Sukkah that says, a mitzvah babavera is only something that, I guess this might actually fit into that question. It's something that, there's a machlokas how to view it, but only when I needed the Avera to get to do the mitzvah. So for example, I needed a lulav, the Gemara is talking about. So I stole the lulav to get me to perform the mitzvah. If I had not stolen the lulav, it wouldn't have given me the mitzvah. But as opposed to, let's say I took this lulav, and I worshipped it, Avodah Zarah, as a lulav, my Avodah Zarah, and then I use this as a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah babavera. I didn't need to do the Avodah Zarah. It didn't get me to the point of doing the mitzvah. There was an Isser, and then there's a mitzvah. They were not related to each other. Only if the Isser brought me to the point of doing the mitzvah. In this case, I guess, though, the Isser of using Hanav, Arla, did bring me to the point of allowing me to get married. So you're asking, why is that not mitzvah babavera, and it won't be effective?
No, that's a good taina. It's only through that, you know, you're not able to, whatever, you have nothing, and you steal an outrod in order to make a mitzvah. So your kavana was, you know, that's the only way you can get to the mitzvah. So it's different again. But if you do not, that's bam. And just doing it from a bad intention to begin with, meaning you can buy an outrod, but you chose to store it, to steal it. Is that still considered?
Uh-huh.
But the avid.
Okay, there's a lot of discussion about this topic in general. Let's see. Ah.
Even a better example. The guy has nothing to eat. And he steals food. But he eats for Avodat Hashem. He wants to learn Torah. But without eating, he won't be able to learn. So he's stealing all. Is that considered? Is that good?
Right. I'm not saying I'm asking your question, but I'll tell you some interesting questions they do ask back here. One question they ask here is, the Rajban Kedushin, the Sugya is found in Kedushin, he asks, how is it possible that the sale is a good sale? How could you sell Isur Hana? It's a Mekach Taos. Mm-hmm. If he knew that it was Isur Hana, he wouldn't have bought it because he's not getting Hana from this. And the Rishonim answer, where you sold it, which I assume, which you sold it to a guy, because a guy may get hana from that. And that's the situation. Let's give other answer, but I think it's a simple understanding. You sell to a guy, why not?
If you're selling to a Jew.
So you sell to a Jew, though. So some Rishonim say, if he's willing to buy it, if he knows about it, he's willing to buy it. So you view the money as a matana. It wasn't a exchange for the Arla, because Arla is nothing. It was a gift he gave you. He viewed it as a damim. The Yushalmi apparently says it's not good. If you sell, since it's Asar Bana, and Itzar Na has no value to it, the money you got in return for selling it actually becomes Gzela in your hand, and you can't use Gzela to get married. But again, they're not asking your question. Now that's a good question, I think, still. It still requires some explanation. Okay, let's look at the end of the round here. Let's look at the round here. There seems to be Rabbi Kvi Eger here also. The round says at the end, Lin Halacha. What's the bottom line here? See that linear halacha? It is seven lines up from the bottom. Last two words in the line. Linear halacha. Says the Ran Lagabi, know their atma, where a person prohibits himself through a neder. Damar Eilu Afilu, he says, these food are asr to me. Afilu Echlufin Acher Neder Asr. Then, even if it gets switched after he took the neder, it's going to still be asr. Behind him last season. That's our Mishnah. About Kishedir Acher, when someone else makes a neder on another individual, Vechein Nami Beno the Asmo, Delo Amar Eilu, or if he even prohibits himself, but doesn't say Eilu, doesn't say these specifically, Mistavra Delakuli Naktina, and it seems that we're going to be Makil, and won't Asr even the Chilufain. The Chayman the Bechi Agav the Gavi Isur Na, the Alma Lekel Memra the Chilufain Gidulain Dami, in general, by Isri Hana, we don't view Chilufain as if they're Kigidulain. Ella Midirabon Ba'alma, Kidapishis Lael. Havei Sveika Derban Lakula, the Savik Midirban, we don't have a Paskin, but since it's only an Isur Midirban, when it applies to Chilufain, we could be Makil. Va'afil Avar V'chilufin Nechalifin Mutun, and if you went against it and switched them with another, yet another time, it's Mutun. Avaharav Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Maimon Rambam Kasev Perik Hamishi Behilchas Nedarim Hare Gidulein V'chilufin Safik V'fikach Chaveir Asa B'gidulei Peros Eilu V'chilufin. Rambam is Machmir, since we're not really sure how to paskin with respect to Chilufin, he's Lahachmir. The Ramban Zal Misasem La Stume Lakan B'pirka No De Minayar. He doesn't really tell us. Machlokas Rambam and the Ran, whether the Safek Chilufein is going to be Usr or not.
They're at the same time?
The same as Rambam earlier now. Okay, so interesting question here. The Pri Chadash is an Achron found in Shulchan Aruch. He asks, by Safek Din, even Davar Sheyesh L'Matir, in something that has a foreseeable heter, we're going to go Lakula. Rak b'savik mitziyah so yatim ha-machmer b'davar sheyesh l'matirin. What does that mean? I'm trying to figure this out as we go on. Davar sheyesh l'matirin is a concept. When it comes to a rove, let's say, a rove, the Gemara in Beta talked about this. By rove, if you have something that's a muksa falls into a big pile of something, so normally we say bitul b'rove. A piece of milk, a drop of milk falls in the meat, and there's 60 times the meat of milk, it's batul b'rove. Let's say a piece of muksa falls. A muksa is aser. You can't get here enough from muksa on Yantif or Shabbos. So even though it might be bata b'shishim, since it's a davar sheyesh matir, there's a foreseeable heter, we say wait it out and wait till Shabbos or Yantif is over and then eat it. Don't rely on bittul. That's the concept of davar sheyesh matir. It's actually a big sugya. Ran is coming up later on in the Masechta. So in light of that, the Pri Chadash says, the only time we say by davar sheyesh matir and you have to wait it out and be machmir, it's only when there's a suffix in regards to this is by Safik, not Rove, though. So, there's also a concept when it comes to Safik, by a Davar Sheish Matirin, don't rely on the Safik, don't be Makel, just wait till it's over. Let's say it's a Safik Davar Sheish Matirin. You're not really sure if what fell in was Mux or not Mux. An egg fell in, what was an egg fell in to your mixture. But you don't know if the egg was laid today on Shabbos and Yontif, or it was laid the day beforehand. Not sure if it's Mux. So by Safik, Davar Sheish Matirin, wait it out. So the Pri Chadash says, we're only going to machmer to wait out if there's a suffix mitzias. We don't know when the egg is mitzias. We don't know. We can't figure it out whether the egg was yesterday or today. But with the suffix in regards to how to paskin halacha, some say this way, some say that way. It's not a suffix mitzias. That's a suffix in din. There, the Pri Chadash says, we would be makel even if it's a davar sheyesh l'matirim. Okay, what does that do with us right now? So the Rabbi Kiva Eger proves from our sugya here, like the Pri Chadash. From the fact that the Ran says it's a suffik, right, this is a case of suffik, had a paskin, we don't have a paskin by chilufayim. Some of the Amoraim thought it would be machmir by chilufayim, others say mekil. So why can't you say davar sheish matirin? What's the heter? What's the davar sheish matirin? A neder, you could always go to a chacham or to bezin and do hatar sadarim. That's a davar sheish matirin, has a certain heter to it. So why does the Ran say kula? It's a davar sheish matirin, you should be machmir. You see from here, since the suffix is a suffix had a paskin, therefore you could say, even though it's a davar sheish matirin, we can be makel. That's the Rabbi Yeager's proof from this. So I you seem bothered. I was talking bothering me also. What's bothering you about this?
It's not a classic davar sheish matirin.
Right. It's not with its foreseeable future. By Shabbos, it's going to mimela end, and it will no longer be muksa. But for me to undo the nether, I need to go to a rav or to bezdin to undo it. That's not natural. It's not going to be mimela.
They won't be matir.
Right. Chances are they will.
But
it's a suffix whether they're even going to matir. So I don't remember. It sounds to me, I think in general, by Nidarm, we might assume Nidarm are considered Devar. Sheesh Lamatir in general, I don't remember. So it might be assumed that way. Okay, fine. All right, so we'll stop here again a little bit early.
Go ahead.
And you got it. There's not too much Gata around. I think we saw the Gata.